This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
9:30, The Answer, online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz here in Tampa, Florida. And we're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and to our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations all across the country. And thanks to our military men and women listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too for their service to America. And don't forget to all the people that are working on the Third Watch right now. We are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night. And truckers, you be careful out there because of the bad weather I just told you about. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information. Joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Wow, wow, wow. Your show, I'm telling you. I don't know. You know, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have thought.
I just steer the wheel.
You really? Oh, well, you sure do. And you know you got a great group there. That Tampa, well, you know what? I'm just going to do a blessing tomorrow night. You're going to have to help me with it because I know there's new people. But people, I love you all so much. Love, 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 love you all. Because you are the go-getters. You're the go-getters. And so am I tonight. Don't even need my chocolate. Now, I have to give a message, but I have to leave part of it out because it's the only way I can get it on. But, you know, as a prayer intercessor, although I'd love to talk politics tonight, boy, well, I have a lot to say. But no, God said, no, stick to what you do tonight because you need to hear this. You need to hear that God is so for us right now. Now, listen, over the weekend, I was a little ill, and I was listening to a new pastor I found is extremely, extremely, extremely filled with he's very good. Very good, we'll put it that way. And I don't like many of them because they just want money. No, not this one. So while I was ill, and I didn't exactly, you know how you half listen. Well, as I was listening, I said, holy moly, that's happening today? Of course it is. I'm the one that's been preaching it all. You know, it's funny, you say you do it, and then when it happens, okay. I don't even know how to start this out. I have to leave the beginning out. But two men went over to another country. I believe it was Africa. I'm sorry. I didn't take notes at first because I didn't know I was going to put it on here, but I need to share this to let you know God is working today. Okay. They dressed as adventurers, and he described how they went and all, but of course they were preaching, you know, about God. Well, anyway, they ventured too far. Yes, there are still cannibals, people, because this is recent. That there are still cannibals, but they're way down. I believe it was somewhere in Africa. I don't want to lie here, but it was somewhere around you because I wasn't taking notes at the time. Anyway, here's the main gist of it. you know what cannibals do, right? Yeah, they eat people, right? And they boil them in water. Yeah. They still do. So anyway, they did here. So they were actually caught the guys, the two. There were two of them. And not a good feeling if you know you're surrounded by all that. So they just started praying, you know, quietly, and I'd be a little more nervous. Boiling the water, give me a break. So they started boiling the water, and as they were praying, all the cannibals started going crazy. They were going crazy, and the men thought, what is going on? They wouldn't be going crazy over just two of us. You know, it's just two of us. Well, some of them actually ran away, and they said, what are they running from? They did not know. What are they running from? Because they weren't trying to preach anything. They couldn't preach at that point. I mean, they were about to be boiled. Well, the water spilled over, and one of them, they said, well, what's the matter? And one of the head cannibals that was still there about to go said, what do you mean? You didn't tell us you were going to bring an army with you. This is a true story, people. You got to hear this. It's a true story. I brought you many like it, but this one really got to me. And he said, we didn't. We didn't lie. We don't have an army. He said, look at the hill. Look at all the men in white with their swords drawn. Well, they don't know about God. So they all left, and, of course, the men disappeared. They were the angels of God. Now, I wouldn't make this up. Do you remember, people, dear beloved audience, teammates, maybe a year ago, a few months ago, Chris Tomlin had a song out, Whom Shall I Fear? And it was about God's angel armies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
I cried, Captain. I pulled it back out because I wasn't even thinking of this. I missed the first part of this because he was telling about other miracles. You know, I always do things when there's, I never stop. I'm always doing things, you know, cooking or something when there's TV on. But I had to stop with this one because I said, there they were. And they disappeared. Those were not soldiers. They were God's angel armies. And I thank God, and I've given you other examples how they unchained Peter when he was in, but this was so real to me. Let me read just these few words, because some of you probably are new and didn't ever hear these words. Chris Tomlin, my favorite singer of all times, because he's winning awards for, he's a definite good person. Some of these people have been through a lot writing these songs. It's called Whom Shall I Fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? My strength is in your name. You alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. And here's where it goes. For I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. I'm actually crying. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. There's more to that song, but I never knew. Captain, I never knew when I put those songs on that one day I'd be telling you that God's army of angels actually appeared before two men that didn't even see them. They didn't know. But these cannibals saw them, and they swore they were actual soldiers. How would they know the difference? They don't know God. So, you know what? If this doesn't make you feel a little better, God's angel armies are on the move. And by the way, this is a present story. This is not 100 years ago. If we were talking 100 years ago, I wouldn't put it on right now. So keep the faith, people. Keep the faith. And by the way, surprise, tomorrow night I'll try to do a blessing, okay? I need the captain's help with it because they're getting big. I'll try to do a total blessing. God bless you all and God bless America. Don't forget, God's angel armies. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, Ms. Rosary, the prayer intercessor, and good morning to you, Tim. Thanks for chiming in. I'll pass the message along, and thank you very much. And to all of you out there, this is your opportunity to call the show, 877-969-8600. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, for breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Concepts.com. 941-955. Cool.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live across the airwaves from Tampa, Florida, across America on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And for more information, contact GCN Live to find out how to carry this program on your station if you're not getting it on your favorite local station. Now, there's no better time right now to get a quote than from your local GEICO agent, and this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO Insurance. Check them out online at GEICO, GEICO.com, because your local office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, not only just your car, but also coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or RV. And they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO Insurance agency. So, check them out online, GEICO, GEICO.com. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. And good morning up there to George in Minnesota. I hope you're staying warm up there. Kind of looks like as if you might be having a challenge of doing that this morning. Now, have you heard the news again about Saudi Arabia and the nuclear plants that the United States is talking about helping Saudi Arabia acquire? The White House has pursued a plan to open nuclear power plants across Saudi Arabia, despite concerns about conflicts of interest and national security, according to a new report from the House Oversight Committee. Now, the House believes there is evidence that President Trump and his advisors are still considering the plan, that they're not sold on the idea yet. But the BBC is reporting that the president reportedly began thinking about this plan, which would put nuclear plants all over Saudi Arabia, as soon as his term started, as he met with nuclear advisors about the idea as recently as February the 12th. Now, the 24-page report also says that the Trump administration pursued the path despite objections from his top advisors, including the chief of the National Security Council, Republican committee members that were not included in drafting the report. Now, we'll see what happens, because these revelations come as the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, prepares to travel to the Middle East, but his connections to the plan may or may not have raised any suspicions of doubt or as to what's going on. Now, Westinghouse Electric is the power plant manufacturer that's involved in the administration's potential plans in Saudi Arabia. They are one of the leaders in nuclear power, I will tell you that. They were all over 9 Mile 1, 9 Mile 2, and the James Fitzpatrick plant up there in upstate New York, where I was originally from. And the plans in Saudi Arabia may or may not become a reality. Now, nuclear interests may be one reason that the Middle East respects back and forth, which is there's not a lot of it. But Iran, we know, is in the midst of a nuclear, what's the word I want to call here, revolution. In other words, they're trying to gather all the stuff and the information that they can. We're watching them very closely. Obviously, Syria at one time was considering a nuclear plant, and Israel went in and took it out when they found out where it was being built. Remember that? That actually happened. Iraq actually at one time had plans to try to go with nuclear power. We found out about that. And there was, even though people said, oh, there was no evidence, really? What do you think yellowcake uranium was doing in the tunnels and the subways of Baghdad? What do you think it was doing there? Well, it wasn't there to grow corn in the middle of the desert, I'll tell you that much. But here's the deal, okay? And we'll keep our eyes and our ears on this, and I'm going to ask Denise, I'm going to ask Denise Simon about this when she comes on here the next hour. Because a lot of people are questioning what's going on. A lot of people are questioning. And we'll see what we can accomplish, what we can do. Now, something else that happened yesterday. Five Americans were charged with possession of illegal arms after they arrested at the Port-au-Prince Haiti airport. They were stopped when their vehicles, which did not have license plates, were loaded with firearms. A Russian, a Haitian, and a Serb were in the group, along with five Americans. The arrest comes on the heels of protests that started on February 7th over reported abuse of money from a Venezuelan oil program. And protesters are demanding the resignation of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Now, the riots prompted the U.S. Embassy to issue a travel warning for Americans to Haiti. It's not clear how the foreigners entered Haiti. No seal of entry was on their passports, which means they may have flown in on a private aircraft. And not to forget about their apparent mission for an unnamed government is also confusing law enforcement. Now, Haiti's Secretary of State denied one reported theory that the individuals were working for the government as mercenaries. But never say never. Obviously, these guys were professionals there to do a job for whatever reason. And the arrests are, once again, bringing more international attention to Haiti, where the anti-corruption riots have spawned violent clashes, damaged property, and even caused some injuries in Haiti, with some deaths. And while the riots are slowing down right now, Port-au-Prince and other cities are struggling to address the local scarcity of gas and water, as well as supply of overcrowded hospitals in the area. Oh, in case you haven't heard, a new department within the Air Force will be dedicated to space. The president signed the Space Policy Directive 4, inaugurating the Space Force, which is going to be headquartered, I do believe, here in Florida at Cape Kennedy, which is the perfect place to have it at. And that will once again perhaps restart, rekindle the growth, the phenomenal growth we had when NASA was operating 24/7 out of Cape Kennedy. A lot of people, when NASA shut down their programs, shut down the shuttle and some other things, lost their jobs to never have them come back again. And it really affected that area very badly in Florida. So we're happy to hear that the next move is going to be to bring the Space Force headquarters right into our backyard. We're very happy to hear that. Now, not to be outdone, Andrew McCabe continues to run his mouth. He said that the Strzok and Page duo, remember them, are good people. He said they're good people that are just misunderstood because congressional leaders didn't object to the FBI's probe of Donald Trump. They were all for it. And by the way, kudos to Alan West, who sent me an email yesterday after a long absence of being very hard to get a hold of, and I've constantly been trying to reach him. I want to bring him on a program one of these nights. Kudos to Alan West over there in Texas. Excuse me. He said the real dreamers are our American angels. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? And by the way, kudos to Stephen Moore for making another accurate statement. Stephen Moore, of course, the economist, financial guru. He said, all the pro-trade Democrats have now gone missing. Yeah. Yeah. And everybody in the Democratic side of the aisle is trying to outdo themselves here. Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, who happens to be a presidential candidate, is saying that the Green New Deal is so important right now for our country. Really? Have you seen the price tag on that puppy? $7 trillion. And oh, by the way, there's a report that I'm going to be talking about with Denise Simon that if Ocasio-Cortez gets her programs through that she's already suggested, it will cost every American taxpayer $338,000 over a 10-year period. Think about that for a minute. Pocket change, right? Chump change. Yeah. Oh, by the way, interesting gun news coming out of Kentucky. The Kentucky Senate passed a bill allowing concealed carry without permits or training. One of the first states, I think, to do that. In the modern era, at least I think it is. And when we come back, we're going to be having our first military and veterans news segment, so don't go anywhere. We got that coming up right after these messages, bottom of the hour. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across the country in the GCN Live radio network.
This is the Captain's America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
16 states and attorneys general have filed suit in a California federal court to overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico. The president says he's confident he'll win.
I actually think we might do very well even in the Ninth Circuit because it's an open and closed case. I was put here for security, whether it's Space Force, which we're doing today, or whether it's borders.
The attorneys general argued that the declaration is an overreach by the president, saying there's no emergency along the border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in a press release, says no one is above the law. Republicans must join Democrats to uphold the Constitution and stand with the American people against the president's brazen assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I have no idea.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and get your questions ready, because tomorrow Bo Browning will be in the studio from the National Aviation Academy. This portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They always bring you the Military and Veterans News segment. And for more information about the National Aviation Academy, here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else I'll be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, or you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, and you just happen to be a vet, maybe you're a post-9/11 vet, which makes it even better because you probably haven't used all your GI Bill's benefits yet, especially when it comes to further education and getting training to take a new job. You can keep the job you've got while you train at the National Aviation Academy to become an aviation maintenance tech. This is a very high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential. Now, National Aviation Academy is one of the oldest and best training facilities in the country for aviation maintenance techs. As a matter of fact, 95% of those that graduate have a job in their hand before they even get their diploma. Of course, the diploma is contingent to getting the job. Those jobs start at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year or more. Some in the United States, some around the world. Now, if you go to work for a military contractor, you can have a six-figure salary. Very, very easily. So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy and schedule a tour at one of their two locations. Now, they have one location in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, right now. Because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job, as I said, with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. So go online to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, schedule the tour, and if you want to talk to them, get some answers to your questions, find out about your benefits. By the way, civilians, they have student loans available there too. To find out more, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open. Well, the president is getting ready to go to Hanoi and talk with the North Korean president, Kim Jong-un. There's a lot of anticipation for what may or may not be happening there. The key word to all of what we're hearing is the P word, process. Now, all negotiations need process, even at the simplest level. The where, the when, the what, the who, tables and chairs, coffee breaks for crucial offline conversations, dinners, lunches, papers, pencils, a joke here and there to break the tension. And most of all, process is communication. Serious, sustained, intense communication of areas back and forth across the table. And that includes listening as well as speaking precisely. So in the days to come, before the president heads overseas to Vietnam, it'll be curious to see how the process unfolds, because they're expecting some positive things out of this, and I certainly hope so myself. I certainly hope so myself. So there you go. Now, speaking to a cheering crowd in Miami, mostly of Venezuela and Cuban immigrants, President Trump said, if the Venezuelan military continues supporting Maduro, they will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. They will lose everything. Talking to the Venezuelan military, who, by the way, is talking to not only the Americans, but also to the Colombians and the Chileans and other countries in the region, because they may, in fact, be trying to find a way to get out of Venezuela. Now, the president had something very interesting to say, and I'm going to play just the beginning of part of his speech, and then I'll stop it when we get to the applause. But I want you to listen to how he started things out in Miami.
A few weeks ago, on January 23rd, Venezuela's National Assembly invoked the Venezuelan Constitution to declare the president of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as the country's legitimate leader. In one of his first acts, President Guaido invoked the same constitutional order that Oscar carried through the skies to notify the world that Maduro was illegitimate. Within 30 minutes, the United States was proud to be the first nation in the world to recognize President Guaido. And by the way, John Bolton is here. Where is he? Working hard. Today, more than 50 countries around the world now recognize the rightful government of Venezuela. And the Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard their beautiful voice. They are turning the page on socialism, turning the page on dictatorship, and there will be no going back.
All right, well, that was when the crowd went nuts on his speech that he gave down there. But here's the thing, folks. Venezuela, as we sit here right now, and we talk about this during our military and veterans news segment, Venezuela right now, we have elements of our military close by. We have a couple of aircraft carrier battle groups close by. Now, I'm not saying that anything's going to happen. And I'm not saying that we're going to do anything in the area. And by the way, when Colonel Jim comes on for the Colonel's Corner in hour number 4, we're going to get into the talk about Venezuela and what's going on and what could happen there. Now, we have special forces on the ground in countries surrounding Venezuela. They've been there for a while. They've been there in the drug fight that we've had going on. They've also been training forces in not only Colombia, but Chile and all other countries that are represented by the Organization of American States. And Mr. Maduro has already been given the opportunity to leave or else. Now, here's where the or else is going to start. Later this week, and I believe it's Friday or Saturday at the latest, the Chilean president is going to be on the ground on the Colombian border with the Colombian president. There'll be a lot of security along that Colombian-Venezuela border, and they are going to try to force the issue of shipping humanitarian aid via truck into Colombia on that highway and that bridge that's currently blocked with, amongst other things, a gasoline tanker with several thousand gallons of gasoline in it, probably wired for sound to blow up at the second that they want to detonate it on the other side of the fence. I'm talking about the Venezuelans. Now, if they're smart, they'll let this caravan come through. But if they refuse, then the Organization of American States and the Venezuelan government that's currently recognized by 50 countries can go and say, we want to file charges against Mr. Maduro and his government for stopping humanitarian supplies from reaching our people. It becomes a crime against humanity. We'll wait and see what happens. All right, coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff coming your way. And I'll be right back with the next Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't understand the left is your enemy.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's a highway junkie, and that's how we get this edition of the Highway and Byway Report put out there, brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. By the way, I will be making a personal appearance at Moss Family Chevrolet at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Carrollwood, the Carrollwood section of Tampa, Saturday from 11 to 2. Come join us. Okay, here we go. Significant winter storm to continue widespread hazardous weather across the east. Now, this is a serious storm, folks, and it's getting worse. A strengthening eastern storm will bring areas of heavy snow and ice from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast Wednesday before tapering off Thursday night. Further south, several inches of heavy rain are forecast Wednesday all the way into the weekend, including some snow in the Middle Atlantic area, in the mountains of not only North Carolina, but also Virginia, West Virginia, and southern Pennsylvania over in the western part and the higher elevations. Now, this could lead to river flooding and flash flooding across the Mid-South. So let's get started right away. And I've just refreshed the screen to reflect the current weather map. Now, if you're in Minnesota, yep, it's snowing. Yep, it's winter. South of the Twin Cities, down into Iowa, all of Iowa, you've got a winter storm warning. The western part of Wisconsin, you've got a winter storm warning. You've got flurries elsewhere in Minnesota, elsewhere in Wisconsin, all of Illinois. You've got snow tonight in all of Missouri, it looks like, and except for the southeastern corner where you've got some rain and some unsettled weather. It looks like as if there's severe thunderstorm warnings in part of that patch there. And Catwoman and Road Dog said when they were headed south, they had gone through some tornado warnings and whatnot. So I can see where all of that is. Also, out in Nebraska, the snow has pretty much moved to the east in Nebraska. Winter storm warning, Omaha area south down into Kansas. And that winter storm warning continues in Kansas with snow flurries down into Kansas City, as well as down into the northeastern part of Oklahoma. So Tulsa, I-44, you're going to have snow up I-44 all the way to St. Louis and beyond. When you go north out of St. Louis or go east-west, I-94, I-80, I-70, I-64, I-40, and even parts of I-20, which is where there's going to be some heavy rain as well as some severe thunderstorms going on. Now, let me move over a little bit to the east and let you know that it's snowing in all of Michigan, snowing in all of Indiana, except for one little part way down south in Indiana, where there's rain in the southwestern corner of Indiana with some severe thunderstorm warnings in there. Kentucky tonight, you've got a mixture of rain, and in the higher elevations, it looks like there is some snow off to the northeast. As you get into West Virginia, get into the mountains of West Virginia, you'll find snow there, snow flurries and a winter storm warning. East of there, Morgantown, looks like you're going to get some significant snow there. Tennessee, rain through most of Tennessee, northeastern corner of Tennessee, you'll start running into snow going up I-81 all the way up through Virginia, all the way up into Pennsylvania, down in South Carolina, in the mountains of South Carolina, coming out of the corner there out of Atlanta, I-85, you're probably going to be running in snow most of the way up to Richmond, it looks like. You'll be skirting a winter storm warning, but you'll certainly have snow this morning all the way to Richmond. Rain in northern Alabama, rain in northern Georgia, rain in northern Mississippi with some severe thunderstorm warnings in Mississippi tonight along the Mississippi River. Rain in Arkansas, southeastern and northeastern Arkansas. Snow in northwestern Arkansas. If temperatures drop, you may have some more snow coming your way. And also in Florida, looking good tonight. You're going to be 85 degrees again down here in Florida. George, you left too soon, my man. And the Panhandle, we've got some patchy fog. Pensacola West over into Mississippi, over into Louisiana, and then patchy fog all the way over to Beaumont, Texas, along I-10 tonight. Now, I got to go out to Arizona. Arizona, you got snow all across most of Arizona tonight. And the southern part of Arizona, I-10, I-8, you've got some windy conditions down there. Some conditions favorable to possibly some snow flurries coming through there. East of Tucson, you'll have snow. Winter storm warning west tonight, Kingman, Arizona. By the way, looks like it's snowing in Las Vegas right now. Looks like it's snowing in Las Vegas. I'm sure they're loving that. Nevada, a lot of snow in the northern and western part of Nevada. You're getting snow in Reno tonight to our friends up there in Reno. Hello to Eddie Floyd and company. And Utah, a lot of snow there right up into Salt Lake City, the mountains in particular. And Colorado, southwestern Colorado with snow. Wyoming, you've got snow between Laramie and Cheyenne up there, that famous top of the rock. So be careful there. And you've also got snow in, Idaho, western part of Montana. You got snow tonight in the eastern part of Washington State, a winter storm warning in the mountaintops east of Seattle. And then Oregon, you've got a winter storm warning, Medford, Oregon, down to the northern part of California. And on and on and on it goes. So keep your eyes on the Weather Channel and pay attention to your driving. And please be careful out there tonight. Okay, let's go to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the president is fighting back with all these lawsuits that have been brought up. He said, and I quote, "I have an absolute right to declare an emergency," and I think we're all in agreement with that.
Correct. And that's beyond dispute.
Yep, and the dispute is, again, the money. But
correct.
But did you hear about something that came forth yesterday in California with the $928 million that was given under the auspices of the development of the high-speed rail over there? And the president, there was, I don't know if it was the president or one of his cabinet people or somebody in the administration said, well, we have that money we could use, too, along with other money. Really?
Well, you mean the high-speed rail in California?
That's right. That's been canceled.
Well,
I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff right now.
Well, yeah, interestingly enough, under the Obama administration, under the, you know, that whole early thing where we're going to invest in, what was it, Community Reinvestment Act or whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
The Obama administration gave California, I think, 2.3, and then it got increased, billion,
mm-hmm.
To begin this high-speed rail.
Mm-hmm.
There's additionally earmarked another several hundred million.
Mm-hmm.
Several hundred million was put in suspension. We haven't given it to them yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Again, that's earmarked and that's appropriated by Congress or by the House. So they would have to unappropriate that. Do you think they're going to do that for Trump? I don't think so.
I doubt it. Not the House, no. The Senate would,
exactly.
But it's not the Senate.
Well, but the Senate doesn't control
right.
The money.
That's right. It
the
all comes out of the House.
The thing is that... Trump is considering his options to go after California to get his $2.3 or $3 billion back. Which
yeah.
Gavin Newsom has said no.
Yeah, they're also talking about cutting aid to California to get the money back. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And yeah, we're going to talk about Venezuela because that seems to be on the tip of everybody's tongue after the president went down to Miami and gave his speech. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.